Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump's doctor says he expects it will be safe for the president to return to public engagements on Saturday. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Dr. Sean Conley wrote in a memo that Trump remains stable.
By his own description, Trump was very sick last week, but Conley says the president has completed his course of therapy for COVID-19, and there are no indications of the illness progressing. He goes on to say that Saturday will mark day 10 after Trump's diagnosis on October 1st. He adds that, quote, based on the trajectory of advanced diagnostics the team has been conducting, I fully anticipate the president's safe return to public engagements at that time. It's not clear what these advanced diagnostics are. The medical team hasn't released any information about the president's viral load and has refused to say when he received his last negative test for the coronavirus. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The FBI says it's arrested six men in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and violently overthrow the government of Michigan. In a coordinated move, the state is also pursuing state felony charges against seven others with ties to far-right militia groups. NPR's Hannah Alam says the court papers give some pretty chilling details.
Prosecutors say the plan was to abduct Whitmer, take her to Wisconsin, put her on some kind of mock trial. And the level of planning here is noteworthy. Prosecutors say the defendants used encrypted chats. They cased Whitmer's vacation home, bought a taser, night vision goggles, and they also used code words. According to the FBI, the baker was an explosives provider, and a cake referred to a bomb.
NPR's Hannah Alam. Whitmer says the men are sick and depraved and should be brought to justice. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris made their first visit of the campaign to Arizona. As Ben Giles from member station KJZZ reports, their trip coincided with the start of early voting in the state.
Biden spoke to a socially distanced crowd at a local carpenters union in Maricopa County, where more than 2 million voters will get ballots in the mail as early as today. High turnout and a big win in Arizona will be crucial, Biden said, given Trump's repeated warnings, without evidence, that the election is rigged. Biden also alluded to Trump's message in their last debate for an extremist group to, quote, stand by.
This is serious stuff. We can't just win by a vote. We've got to all turn out. We can be better than we've seen.
Recent polls here show Biden leading. For NPR News, I'm Ben Giles in Phoenix.
Wall Street ended the day in higher territory. The Dow up 122 points. The Nasdaq gained 56. The S&P 500 up 27. This is NPR. One of the great voices of all times has died. Iranian singer Mohammad Reza Shajarian was 80 years old. He died in Tehran today after battling kidney cancer for many years. NPR's Anastasia Siloukas has this appreciation.
Mohammad Reza Shajarian used his powerful voice to sing love songs, mystical Sufi Muslim poems, and at the dawn of the Iranian Revolution, to sing against the abuses of the Shah. But after the revolution, he also used that voice to protest the injustices of the new regime. He paid the price. For more than the last decade of his life, he was not permitted to perform or record in Iran. Immediately after news of Mohammad Reza Shajarian's death spread, hundreds gathered outside the hospital in Tehran. Anastasia Tsilkas, NPR News.
The Nobel Prize in Literature has gone to American poet Louise Glick. She's one of a handful of poets to receive the prize, which has been dominated by novelists in its 112-year history. Glick was Poet Laureate of the U.S. in 2003 to 2004, and she won the U.S. National Book Award for her collection, Faithful and Virtuous Night, 6 years ago. In 2015, then-President Obama honored Glick with the National Medal of Arts and Humanities. The Nobel Committee praised Glick for her, quote, unmistakable poetic voice that, with austere beauty, makes individual existence universal. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.